Super Mega Geek.
What would you say is the best time, the best sort of film, book, and game with time travel as a major component?
I've got multiple.
So you would do, wouldn't you?
Here he goes.
Okay, so shall we go through? Have you got multiple films, multiple books, and multiple games?
I've got
a film, a book, and a game.
I've got multiple films, two TV.
All right, I didn't do TV.
One book and two games.
Right, okay. We'll just go through them one at a time. Okay. Film.
Back to the Future, obviously. Interstellar. Interesting.
That's time dilation.
I'm taking it because I don't understand.
It's a cracking film.
Looper.
Oh, fuck off. That was terrible.
Terminator 1 and 2.
Yep.
Predictable.
And Donnie Darko.
Never seen it.
Of course you haven't. It's good.
Yeah, like everything else in your list. Okay. Some dubious choices there, Andy. Do you want to try and save us?
Dubious?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Back to the Future is all right. You've got a...
All right.
Yeah, it's an all right choice. It is obvious, right enough. It is. But yes. I don't have very much better.
Offended.
Yeah, I don't have very much better, to be honest. For films, I took The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Oh, is that time travel, though?
It's time freezing. So
are we talking about the really old one?
The original book that was then made into a film.
Yeah, the 60s one.
Not
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, no.
Absolutely.
Talking about the original one. So for films, that's the only one.
That's a fucking lot.
For films, it's the only one that I had that you didn't say. To be honest, because I had the Terminators in there as well.
Well, I went for something that I knew you guys wouldn't say, because I assumed that the Terminator and Back to the Future and that would be in. And I also ruled out films with time loop, so things like Groundhog Day or Source Code, where it's the same.
Groundhog Day would have been a good
one. Yeah. So would Source Code, because that's a cracking film.
Source Code is a good film.
I went for a 2006 movie.
Okay.
By Tony.
Let me see if I can guess it.
Give by Tony Scott.
Okay. Deja Vu.
Denzel Washington and Val Kilmer. Deja Vu. It's a cracking film because it's only about halfway through you realise it's time travel.
Have
you noticed now that we're off of actual scientific theory, this guy's all over it?
Oh yeah.
you start talking to films to me.
Suddenly he's Billy Big Boss.
All about the films.
Bad rubbish.
Yeah. He knows all about shit films, but let's see. Okay. So some good film choices there. Let's go for...
Can I just throw in there? I need to come back at the shit film
thing. Oh, shit, right,
okay. I think we need Andy to design us a film quiz, bearing in mind Mark's lack of film knowledge.
Right.
So keep it really broad and simple.
I just watch Brain Gravy.
Yeah.
And Brain Gravy, and we'll settle this.
Right,
we'll
settle this. Okay, that's it. Well, I take it I'm hosting next time, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay, I'll sort that out. That's absolutely fine.
Okay, so we'll go for TV series next.
Just before we finish I think we've all also forgotten. Actually, it's probably too soon. It's too soon.
What?
It's a really recent film.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, okay.
That's got time travel in it. We all wait to see it together.
Yeah, well, we'll just...
Yeah, yeah. But that was too... Of course it was
predictable. Yeah. There's a stone named after it.
Okay, TV shows?
Quantum Leap, obviously.
Yep.
Future
Classic.
Man.
Oh, Future Man was brilliant.
Yeah.
That was
a new series. He's in that Seth Rogen and whatnot.
Oh, right. No, I've not seen it.
Funny.
Oh, it's so funny.
Really funny.
The wanking scene in episode one.
Seth Rogen's not in it.
Right.
I don't think he is.
You've
got
to watch it.
He's written it.
The first episode wanking scene is just the funniest thing. It's so funny.
We need to do one episode. We need to do best wanking scenes.
Yeah, because we watch a lot.
We'll do that for the Valentine's special.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're not allowed to include anything from Pornhub.
No.
Okay, so... You've got those ones? Is that the only...
Yeah, that's it, me done.
Andy, TV, is it going to be fucking Stargate?
Of course it is. Actually, SG-1, Atlantis, actually all three of them, Universe as well, they've got the best time travel stories on TV, sci-fi, they do. And then there's also Star Trek's, where they've gone back in time, particular favourites, Deep Space Nine, where they redo the Trouble with Tribbles episode from the original Star Trek. And it's called Trials and Tribulations instead. It's a really, really good episode.
Tribulations.
Well, I'm going to go for, again, another one that's not terribly predictable. But I'm going to go for and a specific series, series one and part of series two of Primeval. Just because I love Doogie Henshaw.
Aye, of course.
He was brilliant. Annex is a bit of a dick. Primeval was good though.
Yeah, I've not even thought about it in ages, man. It was a
bit kind of cheap and cheerful looking at the time. But
kind of like how Merlin started out.
Yeah. Only Primeval got better.
Yeah. This is very true.
Okay, books.
Yeah, I've got one book.
Go for it.
Hold on, let me get it up. 11.
It's not the first one.
I was going
to
say.
Wait for me to get it up, boys. 11/22/63 by Stephen King, which was also made into a TV series with James Franco. And I've got the blurb here because I better just follow this. A English teacher travels back in time to try and prevent the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy, but he can only go back to 1960. And over the 3 years before his mission culminates, he makes a pretty good life for himself, which throws a wrench in the plan. It's really good.
Cool.
He can only go back to one point, and he has to wait around and plan how he's going to stop.
Was he using a Stargate by any chance?
No, he does it through a shed.
Yeah. Nice.
A time shed.
He has to wait for a fucking solar flare.
Andy?
Yeah. I kind of covered my book and film in the same one with The Day the Earth Stood Still, because I don't read an awful lot, to be honest. I'm not a big reader. Never have been. No. I read a lot of science articles and stuff on my phone or whatever, but I don't.
Time travel, fucking up.
Spot does quantum physics.
Quantum physics for dummies.
Yeah. Well, this is the one I did go traditional and went The Time Machine by H.G. Wells.
It's one of the
first books I read, actually.
And two good film versions of it.
Yes.
Both of them are good. I like the Guy Pearce one.
I prefer the Guy Pearce one. I actually prefer the Guy Pearce one. I like the kind of the inevitability of it, the almost futility.
I thought the time travel effects were really good in that.
Yeah, it was a good film. It started off a bit ropey, but it was really, really good. And it's got Orlando Jones in it, who's always an entertaining watch.
Orlando Jones, who's that?
He's the guy that played the hologram.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, he's quite good. He was in Evolution.
Yep.
With the mighty Dave Duchovny.
Good film, that.
Yep. Okay, games.
Yeah, I've got Titanfall 2. Single player. It's got this. To be fair, it's only like one level out of the whole game. But there's a bit where you have to strategically use time travel in a building to get through the level, basically. Yeah. So you go through the building at the moment, it's trashed and it's on fire and stuff like that, and there's certain types of enemies.
Yeah.
And then if you time travel, you stay in the same place, but you can then get past certain parts of the building, but there's different types of enemies there, so it ends up being really quite smart the way you try and organize which enemies you can go up against and what type of building to go through and things like that. Really good. And the second one I've got is Braid, which is a little indie game.
Right. I'm sure I saw that on the dashboard.
It's like a sort of puzzly sort of game, but you control time on times different for each level, so you could go left and right, time will go forward and backwards, or it'll slow down on some levels and things like that.
Have they not just brought out a second one of them?
I'm not sure. I know the guy was making another game.
I think Braid 2 has just come out. I think I remember seeing something about that. Yeah, I'm sure I have.
Andy, what did you go for?
For games, for me, it's probably either the obvious one, Time Splitters, or Max Payne. Was brilliant as well for time travel.
It was
for all the bullet effects time. And everything slowing down. It is dubious, we'll but yeah.
Time manipulation as opposed to
time manipulation rather than travel. I mean, because there's all the ones that actually involved a good degree of time travel were crap games.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm going to kind of...
Oh, right, blow it out of the water. Come on, big guy.
Because this is the one where I've broken with convention. I've picked three.
Oh, let us have it.
The first one and the one that hit me first and the one... This is actually a game that when I finished playing it, I actually sat for probably about an hour just going, fuck. And it was Bioshock Infinite.
Oh, yes.
Not played Infinite. I played one and two, but I'd never played it.
Bioshock Infinite blows the first two out of the water.
Right.
Hands down. And the when it gets towards the end and everything starts pulling itself together and it goes into time travel and multiple dimensions and multiple realities, and just the way the threads throughout the game come together, it is absolutely stupendous.
Nice. It's a, add it onto the list.
The beauty. Yeah.
Games to try.
Yep. The other one is, of course, the Prince of Persia series.
Ah, yeah, true.
Sands of Time one.
Proper, proper time wise. Yeah, I played, I've got the three of them for the original Xbox,
right,
I believe, and I've got the kind of cell shaded one for the 360.
And there's Sands of Time. Sands was of one Time. Of them.
Yeah, yeah, there was the Sands of Time. There was an enemy with them, something else. There was the three, and they were brilliant.
Yeah, I never played them.
What was the original version? Was that
it was just Prince of Persia. Yeah, it was an old.
I played that on the Mac. It was a platformer on the Mac.
Yeah.
And the other one,
difficult as fuck.
Oh, the other one is Singularity.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard of Singularity.
Which is it was an Xbox 360 game, and it was not an FPS, first person shooter, which is a bit of an odd game to have a time manipulation in. Yeah. You basically, I think it was an island where there'd been something had happened, and you go along and you find out they screwed about with time travel, and you got a wee manipulator device that allowed you to basically, you would go along and you could reset time so that we put bits up. You know, there was all sorts of cool things happening there. So that was my three.
Pretty good.
Yep, that's I think not a bad selection.
Not a bad selection at all.
Super Mega Geek.